Hello everybody, George from Ireland. Well, thank you for coming back to my channel. And it's about Carl Turner, the Labour MP, or should I say formerly Labour MP, who had the whip taken away from him just today. So he's now sitting as an independent representing Kingston-upon-Hull, East. Now that was the bailiwick of the late and unlamented John Prescott, who fortunately went to hell last year. So Carl William Turner, this 55-year-old, almost 55-year-old socialist parliamentarian, some ways extreme left. Now, extreme is not pejorative in my view. It can be good to be extreme in some things, like see William Lloyd Garrison on that issue. But Mr. Turner, though he's a noise and bigot, he has some integrity. He's one of the very few Labour MPs for whom I've got a modicum of respect. I mean, not least because he qualified as a barrister, all right. He never got pupillage and so on, but that is quite a hurdle to clear. Anyway, he's been in Parliament since 2010. So unlike a lot of Labour MPs, he did at least do something before he went into politics. He had other careers, ran a small business, almost unique for a Labour MP. Now, he served in Jeremy Corbyn's shadow cabinet, so you can see he really is a left winger. But then he resigned when he was disaffected from Corbyn and saw that Labour was going no under a Corbyn. Back the Owen Smith challenge to the Corbyn leadership in 2016. Alas and alack, it was not crowned with success. So, but Mr. Turner, he has been a thorn in the side of the Starmer leadership and been surprisingly trenchant and coruscating in his public criticism of Sir Keir Starmer. So I've got to hand it to him to say, yes, it's great that he's got a little bit of courage able to speak up for them. One of the real dodgy things about him is he's a member of Labour Friends of Israel. Now, I'm not opposed to Israel existing, and okay, it's got its virtues, like, on treating the gay community decently, but that none of this can whitewash the endless, appalling atrocities against the Palestinian people and their oppression and dispossession for decades. Anyway, so finally, the Labour leadership has had enough, is rather invertebrate, but say, well, we've got to make an example of him. We've got to take the whip away from him. So he's no longer a member of the parliamentary party. He's a member of the Labour Party in the same way as any ordinary person can be a member of the Labour Party. They pay their tuppence, whatever it is, sign on the dotted line. Because he said that he has been a loyal Labour MP, faithful to the party line. He's never broken the whip till now. There's a one-line whip. They're requested to vote this way, other number two, they're advised to, number three, they're ordered to. This is a matter of party discipline. You can have the whip withdrawn. Could they try and deselect him? He couldn't stand again as a Labour candidate. He could stand as an independent or for another party in that same constituency or anywhere else. But most people say, oh, my political career is everything. But he's had a career outside politics, the things he could return to. So he's got a tiny modicum of moral courage, which is something that's a very short supply in the Labour Party. Anyway, so what he's really against is limiting jury trials. So I was speaking to a peer of the realm, indeed a King's Counsel yesterday about this, and we agreed the thing is, we could simply just have more sittings and pay and more judges. The judges are actually very badly paid. So, oh, they're paid over 100 grand. Okay, by the standards of barristers, is that not a lot? We could have weekend sittings for those who are willing to do them. We could have late night sittings or whatever, almost, wrap around hours to get through more court cases, because I realize there's a huge backlog. Now, well, that would cost us a bit of money, but in the context of the government spending well over £1.5 trillion a year, it wouldn't be that much. So Mr. Turner's had interaction with the criminal justice system when he was falsely accused of handling stolen goods. Anyway, a jury trial was coming up and the case was dropped against him. So he said they've got to retain jury trials. He voted along with the Conservative Unionist Party on that one. Okay. And he granted an interview to the far left person who stood for, was it the Workers' Party of Britain against the Ogress of Yardley, the most detestable person, Jess Phillips, someone who's more hideous in person than she is in appearance. My God. Anyway, the sworn enemy of children. She's an absolute monster. But anyway, so I like his style, the way he's a front stabber, denouncing Morgan McSweeney as McSwindle and so on, saying that McSwindle's phone was not stolen. He simply falsely claimed it to be stolen to avoid giving the evidence, but did make a 999 call. Now, that's quite a big deal to make a 999 call. Of course, falsely reporting crime is a crime. If you say it's stolen, said it was stolen and it wasn't, that's a crime that's wasting police time at the least. If you still retained it, if you deliberately threw it away or whatever, and you said it's stolen, because of course, not only does it waste police time, a totally innocent person could be false accused, could even be false convicted on the basis of what you said. We can't have people doing this kind of thing. So I like Carl Turner, and he recognizes that that Starmer is imbecilic, is useless, is sort of uncharismatic. Imagine poor Mrs. Starmer. Yeah, he's as romantic as a robot. He's so utterly charmless and bereft of any interpersonal skills. Staggering, embarrasses him and have presence, have the gift of the gab and all the rest of it. But yeah, he's a real bean counter and pedant. But Carl T Turner, he says what he thinks. Impulsivity is sometimes a good thing. So here's for Carl Turner. But anyway, will he have the whip restored? Labour's got a huge majority, but they don't have an awful lot of courage. They don't want to provoke a backbench rebellion just because he wants to save jury trials. I'm not het up, as het up by jury trials as some people are, because of course they only occur in criminal trials and only a limited number of cases. There have been juryless trials in Republic of Ireland and the United Kingdom, the Special Criminal Court in Dublin, Diplock trials, Diplock courts in Northern Ireland, and so forth. I would prefer to retain them, but I think they're not the palladium of liberty that some people pretend them to be. So they're rather overwritten. What say you? Anyway, thanks for watching my video. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, then PayPal, georgecallan79@gmail.com. Well, there might be an ultra-safe Labour seat going a-begging if Carl Turner does not carry on as a Labour MP next time. Would he stand as an independent? Would he defect to the Greens or something like that? That might be a better option for him. Right. Thank you very much, and toodle-pip.